your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond. Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy. Today I'm joined with Zach Johnson, founder and CEO at Greenbox Robotics and host of the new series Farm to Table. Zach, absolute pleasure to share the mic with you today, man.
Jeff, thank you so much for having me on. Really excited to talk about everything you guys are doing at Philo and Greenbox Robotics as well as Farm to Table.
Awesome. So, for everybody who's tuning in right now, lots of really exciting topics today, but really one that I was excited to talk to Zach about was really, you know, retail and tech. And Zach's company, Greenbox Robotics, is really, it's a fully automated, self-contained storefront. And that storefront really houses everything from CBD to edibles to flower extract. And, we're really talking about distribution at scale here. So, Zach, I think a great way to kind of kick us off is really, for one, talk to us about your initial concept and why did you launch Greenbox Robotics?
Of course. So I was actually the chief marketing officer for five different dispensaries in Los Angeles, and I was really helping them with their in-store shopping experience, their branding, their retention around their patients or customers. And I was in one of the dispensaries, which is now called Urban Markets, not as their chief marketing officer, but as a customer. And there was about six people in front of me in line. And I went into Urba that day knowing exactly what I wanted. I wanted a pre-roll, an eighth of flower, and a very specific cartridge, actually a select oil cartridge. Yet there was, this wait. And I thought, there's got to be a more efficient path for a customer like me that knows exactly what they want, but wants to be in and out. And that night, like most entrepreneurs, I couldn't sleep. I thought, you have to create something that solves this problem. And the first idea I had was an express checkout or a vending machine that would allow you to check yourself in and check yourself out, very much like grocery stores and CVS have the option to either check yourself out or wait in line. So for the next roughly year and a half, while still working at Hawk Media, I worked on the business model and the mission statement of the company. And I worked with my colleagues in the Hawk's Nest to really hone in on what this would look like. And we prototyped, we had a successful demonstration of our prototype. And it was at that point I said, I need to go full force with this. It's going to require my undivided attention. And we looked at sales data, we looked at trending products, which is pretty much a moving target within the cannabis and CBD industry, simply because of the innovation and new brands that are coming online. But we launched at Urba Collective, Urba Markets now, January 10th of 2019. And it's right in the front of the store. So just to give the listeners a visual, when you enter Urba Markets, the first thing you see is the Greenbox robots. And if you're a returning customer or patient, you can check yourself in through our scanner tech, and it checks you into the Trees portal. And Trees is an amazing partner to Greenbox. They are, to me, on a rocket ship of innovation and pushing new code a couple times a month. So we ended up doing an open API integration with Trees, which allows our robotic retailer to be compliant within dispensaries. Once the customer checks themselves in, they can add items to cart, handle payment processing, and be on their way in now less than 2 minutes. So it's very exciting time for Greenbox, and just thrilled about our partnerships that we've made to date.
And so, Zach, from a, let's say, a compliance perspective and that check-in process, are they scanning their ID? Are they logging in, having like a username that they've set up? Like, how are you kind of policing, folks from not using it that are, let's just say, underage?
Yeah. So the robots are placed past the point of a security guard. So Urba's actually confiscated over 200 fake IDs in the last 6 months. So we're past the point of the real ID. And then if they're a return patient, they now know how to use the robot. They scan the barcode on their ID or passport or driver's license, and that checks them back into the Trees portal the same way that you would if you were dealing with the front desk at the dispensary. But it's really, it's providing a temperature controlled safe for the inventory of the dispensary, limiting shrinkage and allowing a bud tender to operate for the entire hours of the store. But again, giving the convenience to the customer of that express checkout when they know precisely what they want.
Yeah, I love that. And I think, you're solving a huge need. I think when we saw express checkouts at a lot of the Walgreens and CVSs of the world, we thought, wow, this is amazing. But at the end of the day, it's actually quite difficult to successfully get out of the store and check out. It winds up being more because somebody needs to come over. There's always issues. So I feel like having a system that you guys have created that's fast and easy is great to see.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, it's something that we're constantly iterating. I believe, Greenbox is always going to be in beta in the sense that there's more ornaments and bells and whistles and functionalities that we can add to it. We're learning in real time and we're pushing new code at the same pace that our partner Trees is. And to me, there's always more information that you can get from the customers. When we launched the company, I kind of stood around the dispensary, not necessarily right next to the robots, but I would go up to a customer that used it and thank them, but then ask them, what did you hate about that experience? And try and get as much information to make improvements. And our user flow in terms of the journey to checking out has been iterated probably 40 times. And we're talking small changes to what is clickable and what images we're using to educate. We really view Greenbox as an educational point of sale where customers can learn themselves or have the option to go into the dispensary and communicate with a human. By no way are we looking to replace bud tenders. We just want to give people the option, very much like the banking system and the traditional bank experience. The ATM can now do everything that the tellers can do. And some customers going into the bank want to speak with the banker. Some just want to go deposit their checks and cash at the ATM. We want to be that thought leader within the cannabis and CBD industry. And we wouldn't be able to do it without our amazing partners.
That's great. I think from a bud tender perspective, like you still have that audience that they might be kind of curious or new users or whatever, they just might not know anything about, strains and whatnot. And they want to talk to someone, right? So this would be a good opportunity for people who, once they figure out what they want and they come back and they know exactly the products, they can literally use the, fast checkout system, which is great. I also think too, from like a CBD perspective, there's so many amazing CBD products out there, but not everyone carries them yet, right? You have a lot of the traditional brick and mortar stores that are starting to add more and more CBD products as obviously, it's legal across the whole country. I feel like your solution is really a great, I could see this as a great enhancement to even a drugstore for CBD only products,
Without a doubt. And we were fortunate to have one of our first partnerships with Select CBD. They came into our first location and requested that we wrap some of our robots with their logos and stock our robots exclusively with their products. So that kind of created a new business model for us where we began leasing out our robots to different CBD brands. And Select really put us on the map by taking our robots to South by Southwest, where their goal at the Fader Fort was to put product in hands. And I wish the listeners could see this video, but we had a line wrapped around the stage at the Fader Fort of fans wanting to get a CBD tincture or a muscle rub or a CBD vaporizer. And what we did is we created a functionality called trade show mode where they can shop throughout all the items, but instead of transacting, they say, try me now or try this product now. And after they click that button, it prompts five questions. And the questions are, what is your sex? What is your age? Why are you interested in using CBD? And all of these are multiple choice. So it's a very simple user flow. Mm-hmm. And we asked, what kind of music do you like? And the final question is, you know, what is your email address or phone number? Now, Select is putting a product in the customer's hands, but they understand more about that user so that they can follow up with them with savvier email marketing efforts or SMS marketing. To me, in order to separate yourself in the very saturated cannabis and CBD industry with all these brands, you need to understand more about your customers. So through this launch at South By, we were able to launch our user flow that collects a little bit better data, but also puts a product in hand. And then Select ordered more robots from us. We took them to Coachella, and we had, you know, just as much success, if not more, in terms of collecting data. And we ended up doing more leases. But Jeff, you know, what we learned is people aren't viewing Greenbox in the same fashion that we are in terms of transactional data. So we decided to discontinue our lease program and self-deploy. So we ended up being the first CBD robot within 7-Eleven. We did a launch at the Boulder, Colorado 7-Eleven in partnership with the Montfort Companies, who are owners of the Colorado Rockies. And then we did a rollout across the country in shopping malls with Washington Prime. We launched in Seattle, Washington, Huntington Beach, California, Irving, Texas, just outside of Dallas, Fort Myers, Florida, and then New Brunswick, New Jersey. And the goal with this horseshoe around the country with CBD deployments was to understand what customers are buying, what products, you know, what are they interested in, our drift and dream desired effect, products that are going to help you sleep. Are they interested in relaxation, products that are going to help with anxiety and stress? It's a very stressful year, 2020. Are they looking for beauty and pleasure products, bath bombs, different lotions? And then what price points are they interested in, you know, spending for that first transaction? We learned so much with these deployments, with our own curated mix of products, that it allows us to make more informed decisions around the product offering. And then, of course, COVID hits, all of the malls close. So our revenue kind of came to a screeching halt. And one of the biggest discoveries to date was when I was reached out to by Behzad Soufirian, who is one of the premier real estate developers in Los Angeles. He recently acquired a 550-unit apartment complex in downtown LA and saw our robots, was working with one of his PR members, a woman by the name of Emily Warner, and she saw our robots and said, this would be a great amenity for the apartment complex. So I know I just mentioned C-stores, and we've discussed dispensaries and shopping malls with our deployments, but one of our biggest discoveries is that we thrive within apartment complexes where tenants can get in the elevator, go down to the lobby, purchase their own products 24 hours a day. And we're seeing in this first location, which is called BDTLA, the same names come up. So they're buying products that help them sleep. They're buying bath bombs for their bathtubs, all sorts of lotions. And we're just really happy that, you know, we've identified a new location to scale our business and the new plugs that we're going after.
That's awesome. So Zach, I mean, listen, we could talk about, you know, distribution like all day long. And I love your product, and I think it's super cool, and I can't wait to actually use it myself, because I want to go in and get out, and I know exactly what I want. But I wanted to also, you know, take a few minutes, you know, with the remaining time we have left on the show, you know, you're also working on this, you know, awesome new series called Farm to Table, and you're, you know, partnered with Jeff and Bill Levers, the brothers.
Yep.
And, you know, you guys are, I think you launched your first episode already, but, you know, you guys are really talking about some of the, you know, leading industry folks out there who are, you know, coming up with concepts and entrepreneurs, and you're talking to the farmers in the fields and, you know, really cool stuff. And I just wanted to pick your brain on that and, you know, talk to us a little bit about, you know, why you decided to kind of, you know, move into more of the docu-series slash entertainment portion of this.
Without a doubt. And thank you for plugging Farm to Table. I have to say, you know, Philo and this podcast, Alchemy, and you have been a huge inspiration to start thinking outside the box in terms of marketing initiatives. Mm-hmm. I've been following the Beard Bros for roughly 3.5 years on social media. And these guys do an incredible job of posting articles around the world in what's happening in the cannabis industry. And they would essentially just screenshot the article and then write their review in their own words in the comments section. But what was lacking, in my opinion, was video content. And when I was working at Hawk Media, I launched a web series called Live from the Nest. And it ended up being a huge revenue driver for Hawk Media in terms of new clients, as well as brand exposure for the companies that I would interview. So one day, you know, I was feeling that lack of video content, and I decided to just direct message the Beard Bros on their account. And these guys have a huge following, really dedicated audience, and they're communicating back and forth with all their fans. So they wrote me back. We ended up getting in a room about a week later for our intro meeting, and I pitched them this idea of Farm to Table, a digital series that is focused on everything from the cultivation to retail within the cannabis industry. And they loved the idea. I showed them some of the clips from Live from the Nest, which was my Hawk series. And really what we're focused on is giving people as much information around the cultivation process, the extraction, the brand building, all the way to retail, as well as the technology in between. So to me, being able to talk to John Yang, the founder and CEO of Trees, being able to talk to Kate Miller, the founder and CEO of Miss Grass, being able to talk to the founders of Philo, to, you know, all these amazing brands that are popping up, but give the fan base and the customers more information about the challenges within the industry, regulation. Because everybody kind of looks at the cannabis industry and assumes that it's this green rush of revenue. And what they don't know, if you peel back the onion, there are layers and layers of challenges, from, you know, payment processing to compliance. And in our first episode, we focused on Urban Markets and, you know, how they've really pioneered retail as we know it. There's a lot of people flying from new states that are coming online to see what Urba is doing and how they're scaling their business. So at Farm to Table, we aim to give you as much information and highlight some of these amazing entrepreneurs.
I'm looking forward to watching those episodes. And yeah, I think, you know, obviously the podcast is great. And, you know, I get to speak to, you know, so many awesome entrepreneurs and founders, but also watching videos, super fun too.
Without a doubt. And I would love to have you as a guest, and also the founders of Philo. I think you guys have created such an incredible solution. And I've, you know, coming from the digital marketing world, the bottleneck for customer acquisition is that we can't buy ads on traditional platforms if you were a sneaker company or a beverage company, non-alcoholic, obviously. And you guys have solved that problem. So I'm a huge fan of what you guys are doing at Philo, and the Alchemy podcast has been super educational for me. So keep doing what you're doing, but I'd love to have you guys on an episode of Farm to Table.
Awesome. We'd love that. So, you know, Zach, lots of things that you're working on. It's great to be able to, you know, talk through a few of them. You've listened to the show before, so you know how we do this. But, you know, we talk a little bit about work and all that fun stuff in the beginning. And then we, you know, end the show with some just quick fire questions about you. Are you ready?
Yeah, fire away.
Okay, so first question. What invention doesn't get a lot of love but has greatly improved the world?
Wow. That is a good question. I would say, without a doubt, my cell phone and just, you know, the iPhone specifically. I, you know, remember the days of calling my friends on a landline and saying, meet me at the firehouse. And we'd get on our bikes and bike to the firehouse. And you never really needed a cell phone. That was the communication that, you know, got you to meet up with your friends. But without the iPhone, I'm not able to, you know, really operate at the level I do as an entrepreneur, whether it's, you know, searching something, getting direction somewhere, owning my calendar in terms of being able to speak to somebody and immediately put it on my calendar. So we're kind of holding each other accountable. I would say the iPhone is without a doubt my savior to entrepreneurship and something I rely heavily on.
Totally. I don't know how we operated back in the day, that's for sure. Okay, what is your cure for hiccups?
Wow. I think scaring somebody. If I have them, I try and kind of hold my breath, but I actually like when people have the hiccups around me because I think of new tactics to scare them and see if it actually works or if it's a myth that that strategy actually saves hiccups.
Yeah, I've heard that before too. What was the most unsettling film you've ever seen?
Ooh, I would say Hostel. When there was this scene with the Achilles tendon that just kind of rips through the leg, my two biggest fears, believe it or not, are tearing my ACL and now tearing my Achilles tendon. But I feel like Hostel kind of revolutionized that fear factor or that scary scene. So the Achilles tendon in Hostel, I would say, is the film that kind of eked me the most.
I've never seen it. I've never seen that before, but you know, I like seeing unsettling stuff. What are your most important rules when going on a date?
The most important rules when going on a date is confidence. I think if you're nervous, it's so clear to the other person. I also like to ask as many questions as possible because if you're talking too much, it's a little selfish and a little self-centered. So I try and lead the Q&A process as best I can, but always have follow-up questions, always talk about family. You learn a lot in that process by asking those questions in terms of who you're on a date with. So confidence, Q&A, ask about family, have follow-up questions, and yeah, just be yourself.
There you have it. Great advice. Well, we're out of time today, but Zach, really appreciate you coming on the show. Everybody, Zach Johnson, founder and CEO at Greenbox Robotics. And definitely don't forget to check out the new series, Farm to Table. Great to have you on, man.
Thank you so much, Jeff. And keep doing what you're doing and give my best to everybody at Philo. Thank you for connecting me with everybody. I'm excited to build with you guys. And for the listeners, check out Philo. It's a phenomenal platform solving a huge problem within the industry. And just the data that you guys are aggregating is next to none. But thank you so much for having me on the show, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.